So Acts chapter 11, verse number 27. Acts chapter 11, verse 27. And we'll read to verse 30. And then when we get to chapter 12, I'll just read from 1 to 19. You just follow along with me, all right? Would you stand to your feet? Let's read Acts chapter 11, verses 27 to 30 together. Ready? And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem and to Antioch, and there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto their brethren which dwelt in Judea, which also did they, and send it unto the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Chapter 12, I'll read to verse 19. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldier to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Verse 7, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and said, and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself, bind on thy sandals. And so did he. And he saith unto him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought that he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and pressed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. When Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety the Lord hath sent his angels and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, and where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. When she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. And they said, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand, told to hold their peace, and declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed, and he went into another place. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers that was what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him, he found him not. He examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea, and there abode. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated.